Welcome to National MI's Educational Sales Podcast Series, hosted by mortgage sales consultants Pat Sherlock and Bobby Welch. This podcast is brought to you by National MI University. We are committed to delivering quality education. Now let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Bobby Welch here. And we have, of course, Pat Sherlock also on the line.
Hi, Bobby. Hi, everybody. Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to be here, too. This one, we've been talking a little bit about call centers lately. I know that we did an earlier episode on selling in a call center. And today we want to talk about the topics, the skill sets, and the subject matter that a manager should be focused on training-wise inside a call center, which I think is a great topic. And you see a lot of this, Pat. I know you've done quite a bit of work in this environment.
No question that call centers in a centralized environment, I certainly see rookie programs being funneled that way. And likewise, certainly in the refinance market, call centers really started to get their power. But I do think that, as you mentioned, there's a few things that I see from a training perspective, and I'm in there quite a bit with the centralized sales purposes, is that the training, you really have to recognize, especially when you look at distributed and then you look at the call center, there's some things that go on in a call center that I think is really important. And one of them is, let's say an originator has moved to a call center and the person was in a distributive setup. They have to recognize that a call center is about speed. Speed in answering the phone, speed in getting back to the customer, because typically the lead or however the lead has been generated, that customer or potential customer, you can't call them back 2 days later. I think in distributed, you tend to see, especially with a branch network, a bank branch network, that it's pretty acceptable that you would be following up maybe the next day. Well, that whole concept of the next day doesn't exist in a call center. So yeah. Number one sales training issue is recognizing that the originator recognizing that speed plays very much a part of their success.
So part of recognizing the importance of success, because I'm thinking about adult learning, and sure, as adults, we kind of have to understand the whole process in order to really contextualize what we're supposed to do in our part.
Yes.
How deep do you recommend managers go into the source of the leads and how that might affect the stage that the person they're talking to finds themselves in? Like, is that something that's important to go into?
Well, I think that certainly you are explaining, just like I just did a few minutes ago, about what is different about an inbound or an outbound call center. And one of the biggest differences between distributed and a call center is this speed issue. So I think you're right on that. Certainly the manager would be explaining that you really have seconds. If a lead's been generated, you have to respond in seconds. And this whole concept of I'll wait to the end of the day, that doesn't really exist. And in fact, I would tell you that that's a lot of the reason why people that are former retail originators from a distributed setup really have a hard time in a call center because it's a much faster environment. I also think the other issue that's probably similar to distributed and a call center is the issue of teaching how do you control the call. That is a big issue that I think distributive originators, mainly because mostly they might have had a face-to-face conversation or something like that, they don't really think about controlling the call. And so, but in a call center, you have to be really good at controlling the call, because especially if it's coming inbound, let's say someone went to a website and now they're calling your company and you're the originator on the other side, the person is obviously going to be nervous. The person does have a question because the buyer's journey is different than it was before. They probably have looked at your website in great depth, which is another reason why you have to have great content on your website. And so now when they're initiating that call, obviously the words right out of their mouth are, you know, what's your price for, what's your rate on a mortgage? And of course, you can, before you know it, go down a path that isn't really controlling the call.
That's right. Well, and I know many of the call centers too, they're also getting purchase leads, which we know, you know, that they're not exclusive on.
Sure.
The fact that you've got to be fast, you know, got to be the first one.
Sure.
And then also you have to control the call. What types of things do you have to teach them so that if they do get contacted by somebody else, if they do take that second call, that they've pretty much made their decision and they stick with you?
Well, you are correct that certainly with the purchase leads, you do have a sequence that is a longer length of time. And so this is a classic example of that the originator is really in an educational function, because typically this is going to be a first-time home buyer, usually, mm-hmm. what you see with the call centers. So you're talking about that originator has to really not only generate a value component, educational side to them, where you're helping that person who's never gone through the mortgage process before get to the next level. And so in many cases, what you see in call centers is with these purchase leads, they haven't even found a house yet. So you're trying to go through the pre-approval part. And of course, that's the key stepping stone, is to get the pre-approval. And then they go get a house. I mean, that's normally kind of the sequence. But controlling that call is really all about how you are adding and the types of questions that you are asking. So again, the question sequence is very important, which kind of leads to the third part that makes really distributed different than a centralized call center, because it's so much faster in your conversations of having to build trust and a relationship. You really are left with that you have to script. And once you say scripting to an originator, they might faint on you. But in call centers, scripting is a required activity, because it can be that you just cannot wing it, which tends to happen in distributed, where you'll see the originator kind of wing it in how they do the presentation and how they go to the close. You really can't do that in a call center, because again, you can lose that particular prospect pretty quickly if you're not precise in how you are going through. It really is all about scripting.
Yep. When you consult with people on the scripting piece, mm-hmm. do you write out like word for word scripts, or do you do more of a bulleted approach? Like, how deep do you go with this?
Well, I think you've hit both of them. It needs to be precise. And so if you are having a new originator, the scripting certainly is word for word. Now, they're not reading it. Obviously, they're ingesting it and then speaking it. And certainly, some people can do that off a few bullets. But that's typically your more experienced originators fit into doing bullets. But if you're teaching a newbie, you are showing them scripts, and they basically are having to, I would say, memorize, but know, and put it in their style of speaking. But the reality of it is the wording is very important. And so it can be where the script for the beginner is going to be a word for word one.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, and you know, it's pretty funny, because scripting, if it's been taught correctly and practiced enough, you don't have to sound like you're a script. And right. I've been with seasoned loan officers, and I've shadowed them on applications, and without even realizing it, every application pretty much sounds like the next one. I mean, when we do this long enough, we naturally arrive at scripting. And what you're saying is, rather than let somebody wing it and come up with what works in the call center environment, because they don't have the, you know, those leads are expensive and it sounds like the pace is moving too fast, managers have to teach what works up front.
Right. I mean, I think it's a very dangerous strategy if you just, again, I've seen it and I'm sure you have too, where you just put them on the phone and tell them, go get dial for dollars and go get, you know, and, yeah. and get some deals. But as we well know, and you're making a really great point, is that the one thing about selling is that in sales, you are running across similar situations mm-hmm. that you're encountering all the time.
Yes.
And so that is why it's important that it is scripted. And this hesitation for originators want to do that, they're really losing that opportunity to generate a habit and then to change a habit that may not be working. When you're winging it, you really are not sure what you said because it happens so fast. And reality is, scripting is not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing. And really, when you look at your top producers in all sales activities do operate off a script. But the script might be a mental script because they've done it for so many years. But the reality is they go through a script. I mean, and every salesperson that's successful, we know the sequence and we know what we need to do at different points. That's really all a script is. And so, but I will say in a call center, we tend to see a lot of first-time home buyers and actually a lot of new originators that a script has to be part of how that sale is being conducted.
Yep, makes sense. So there's two types of scripting, I guess. We've just talked a lot about scripting what I would call specific conversations, and we've kind of focused on that first conversation. But there's a sales process that you probably have to pay more attention to upfront building and training on in a call center as well, right?
Well, sure. I mean, there's no question that every lender has a different lead generation methodology. Every lender has, when they purchase leads, they're purchasing at different rates. So not every lead's the same. And so there are certainly different dial-ins and, you know, dialers. And certainly dialers have come into play where companies are hired to do kind of a pre-screening and then it's kind of a live transfer. I mean, that's certainly, you definitely see that in call centers. But I think really you have to recognize that the call center salesperson is as professional as an outside originator. And from the standpoint of really an outside originator has the benefit of a face-to-face meeting. The challenge for inside salespeople is that their tools of the trade are their script. And certainly what we've already mentioned, that this is a speed game and you have to control the conversation for sure. But it's also an issue of the originator really has to recognize that they have to hit a lot of levers with the borrower, where they have to match to them. And all they have as their tools are really their voice, their pitch and their tone, and their ability to listen. And so it's not an easy job, and I would argue probably a more difficult job because they don't have the opportunity for facial recognition.
Yep. No, that makes complete sense. What about follow-up? You know, we don't always handle an application in one sitting. We don't always get a hold of people with one call. What type of training and structure do you recommend in a call center for that? And I know that once you'd make decisions, you can build it in the software. But let's say that, you know, if you were actually consulting somebody to help make those decisions and train their staff on it, any high points that we would hit on that?
Right. Well, I think the lender that has done the most with inside sales, and really I would consider is obviously the leader in our industry, is Quicken. And really Quicken's belief is that that initial call, again, you're not getting a one-step close, but especially with refinancing, that is certainly what the goal is. And so their belief is that you move that call to being the longer the better. And so by that point, you are hitting customers' interests. You're not talking rates. In other words, Quicken has done a lot of, I think, innovative ways of how they move that customer. And certainly refinancing can be a one-step call. Obviously, as you've already mentioned, the purchase money is different. So the length of the call is where the rapport building has to come into play and how that originator matches to that particular prospect that they have on the phone. And as we all know, there's really kind of three different styles. There's people that are bottom line people. There are people that are visual people. There are people that, you know, want to go through every component of the analysis. And that becomes what the originator has to identify quickly so they can adjust to them. And by adjusting to them in the customer's communication style is really 9/10 of the battle.
Yep. So it sounds like a lot of the scripting that you're talking about are questions.
Yes, for sure. The questions are, again, how are you diving at? I mean, it's one thing, let's say, for an example, a customer calls you and says they want to refinance their loan, okay, which is a typical question that the customer will say. And so the good originator and the smart originator finds out why they're wanting to refinance, what are they going to do the money for? And then you start using words that describe to the customer that, let's say they want to put a pool in the yard. Okay, so they want to use that money to put a pool in the backyard. And so they're doing a cash out. And so in that case, then the originator switches to that benefit, but using verbiage that is really impactful, describing the pool benefit. Oh, yes, I can see having barbecues. Isn't that great when you have a barbecue by the pool? In other words, using emotional words that will reinforce, really, again, this whole establishing of a relationship. And really, the inside salesperson is challenged to do that through really questions and how they communicate to that person. Again, a lot easier when you're in person because certainly there are other things going on. But when you're on the phone and that's your communication tool, how do you distinguish one originator from the other? Well, it's that person's skill set, and that's really all a training issue.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you've got to learn that rapport building and that emotional aspect in a different form when you're doing the call center approach. You know, so something that we haven't touched on, and we actually, God, we're running out of time pretty quick, but I think this is important enough to try to squeeze in at the end. And that is that, you know, in the past, whenever you talk to somebody about call centers and call center business, it was pretty much synonymous with refi shop. But we're seeing that shift pretty quick. I mean,
sure.
It's a generational thing. The internet is changing some things. And that is, you know, there are a lot of people successfully moving into purchases and purchase leads. And one of the big obstacles, of course, can be keeping the real estate agents who will at some point, if they don't have a real estate agent when they call you, they certainly will at some point in time, wanting to steer somebody to the lender that they know. So there's an additional landmine there for these purchase transactions. What advice would you have to folks who are moving in that direction and doing more purchases to build that relationship and keep the competition down as much as you can for somebody that you've already sold?
Well, no question that when you're looking at the real estate agent, obviously the updating and the communication component has to be there. But what I'm seeing many lenders do, and I think you're going to see more lenders do, where really, you know, they are giving the business to the real estate agent. And so by referring their pre-approvals, so there is this next step that I think you're going to see more and more. And certainly I can tell you there are already lenders that are really doing it. So it does become a real partnership between the real estate agent. But for sure, the basic, whether you're in the field or you're in a call center, is timely updating of the real estate agent. And likewise, you know, what that can translate into is that you can, if your lender decides, really redirect business to different real estate agents. And I definitely see that as something going on more and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got a past client who led a sales team working on purchase transactions. And I know that they had an initial call where they would introduce themselves to the realtor. Mm-hmm. And they'd say, you know, I'm handling the, you know, we've got them pre-approved. I'm handling it. Here's a little bit about me. But he puts kind of a veiled detente in the initial conversation that goes something like, look, you know, typically we have specific agents in the area that are comfortable with us and we're comfortable with them. And mm-hmm. we've got a good relationship with, but seeing how, you know, the Johnsons have already spent a little bit of time with you and they seem to like you, I just think we should keep it the way it is. What do you and I need to do to get comfortable to do this transaction together? And there's that little veiled, hey, you know, I know you could refer them to someone else, but I could do the same thing, but I'd rather work together.
Right. Sure.
And that has helped them quite a bit win that over because they had some challenges with that early on, which is one of the reasons I asked. Yeah. I don't know if anyone's perfected that approach yet.
Well, as I said, what I see with some lenders is that they, in other words, it's almost that they have a preferred group of real estate agents that they will direct pre-approvals too if the person has not selected a house. And so, absolutely, again, I think you're going to see more of that. And I think that more lenders are recognizing that that's a great partnership that you can develop. So,
absolutely. Well, Pat, how about a couple closing highlights?
I think the takeaway that I'd like to leave everybody today with is that inside sales, from a training perspective, I think the topic not discussed is the speed topic, which I mentioned in the beginning. I also would want to suggest scripting and the importance of that, of how that does play, whether you have a rookie or an experienced person, because this is something where you're developing rapport and trying to sell very quickly. And the third part of the training side of it is that you're not just an educational person, you are there to sell. And that requires you to control the call by moving the customer through your sales process. And all of those topics are teachable.
Yeah, very good stuff, Pat. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you have a topic to suggest, please tell your National MI account manager, and you may soon see it as part of our sales podcast series.